Hi everyone, my name is Christy Weber. I am a mom of an almost 5-year-old and 2-year-old twins. Both my birth stories with them and my short time working as a doula are what drew me to this project. I think it's so important that parents-to-be are informed and they know the right questions to ask so they can feel really confident making decisions for themselves. Especially now during COVID times where parents might not be able to bring their extra support people with them to the hospital. So I was really excited to learn that the next 5 questions to ask series was focusing on oxytocin. And because I had a somewhat less than positive experience with oxytocin myself, and I feel like a document like this really would have helped me avoid the situation that I ended up in, which was with the birth of my first. Of course, I was a first-time mom and a bit naive, and I did so much research, but I guess not enough. And anyways, after about 12 hours of laboring at home through the night, I arrived at the hospital and I asked for an epidural so that I could get some sleep. And a short while later, I woke up to see the nurse putting something into my IV, which later it turned out to be oxytocin. I guess with an epidural, quite often that slows down your labor, so they use oxytocin to augment the labor moving forward, which I understand now. However, I was never asked if I was okay with this. I was never given any information, pros, cons, time to think about it, time to talk about it, anything like that. It was just given to me without my consent. So that is about the time, well, not that day, but later after I was reflecting back, is about the time that I learned how important informed consent is and what it is and how this document can really help with that. A short while after the oxytocin was administered, the baby became distressed, and then we were informed that an immediate C-section would be required. No time for any questions about that either. We were asleep, the lights came on, scrubs were thrown at my husband, get ready, it's time to go, we're going for a C-section. Luckily, we were all fine in the end, but the hospital also required me and baby to be separated for 2 hours, and even now, he's about to turn 5 in a few days, and that separation still really affects me. So looking back now, I'm not fully satisfied with how that experience went. It did, however, lead me to become incredibly informed and strong and able to ask questions for my next birth, and that led to me having a VBAC with the twins, which was really cool. But I really think that a document such as this one could open the lines of communication between patients and doctors and empower the women and their partners to feel in control of their birth story, which is really, really important. I feel like if I had at least made the decision to take the oxytocin based on the information I was given, I would have felt better with the results because at least it was my choice. But it was not my choice, and so I really struggle with the results, even though we're all fine now. So anyways, I hope I can be of some assistance with this document. I think it's really fantastic. And I'm sorry I can't be with you today. Thank you.